Dr. Castro, my name is Charles Edson. I am a student at the Harvard Law School.
Let's not waste time, gentlemen.
How have you enjoyed... How have you enjoyed your visit to the United States, and what are some of the highlights of your visit?
That's too easy.
Well, of course, I said my impressions of the beast. I said some prejudice disappear for me with this beast. And I feel that I know better now the people of the United States. And I found a real sensitive people in this travel to the United States, because I think we didn't know you, and we really don't know you well, and you don't know us well. And it is this necessary that you and us know better. And in this visit, that is the impression, one of the impressions. And I suppose that they have a real known of the spirit and the virtues of the United States people. That is the most important thing I have observed here. And other ideas I told in my first farewells. Okay.
Thank you.
Next question.
My name is David Levinson, and I'm a student at the Harvard Law School. Dr. Castro, the popular press in this country has carried reports of the trials that have been taking place in Cuba. I wonder if you would give me the legal justification for these trials.
Of course. Do you know what happens generally in all revolutions? What happened the first day, the second day, the third day? What do the people do? Have you heard about revolutions in Latin America and in other countries? The people take the chance of being revenge, take the opportunity of revenge. Hundreds of people are killed in the streets. Hundreds of houses are assaulted. And so, first time in our history, in the history of the world, one revolution, one real revolution, because it was not a coup d'etat by military forces, was the fight of one people against one mother arms that had been killing Cubans, tortured Cubans, and destroying our freedoms during 7 years. And when at the last, the victory was with the people. Nobody took revenge. Nobody killed anybody in the street. Why? Because we were 7 years speaking to the people. When we get the victory, don't kill anybody in the street. Don't assault the house, because the revolutions in the history has been discredited for those disorder, for that anarchy. And so the people believe in us, because we said, don't kill anybody, because that is not the way, and we will make justice. Every time when dozens of young were assassinated, we told to the people, someday justice will take place and will punish that criminal. When women were violent, when Jews students were tortured, when mass farmers were assassinated as a system of terror so that they don't help us, the only thing that make us to keep our conduct, because we never killed prisoners, we never leave wooden in the battlefield, because there is the International Red Cross that can speak how many thousands of wounded we saved and we gave them after big battle in where our few arms got the victory. And so during all the war, we kept the honorable and the human conduct. And when the war finished, we had only a duty with the people, with our ideals, with the judges. And it was to punish those war criminals in the same way that you punish war criminals of other nations. Those were war criminals that have assassinated their own brothers. In our country, we had the right to punish them. They have violated the law of Cuba, the law of revolutions, because since we began the revolution, we had our court and we have had our law. When revolution take the power, the tyranny fell down. There was not the power of the tyranny. There was a new power, the power of revolution. We did what your constitution and your Jefferson advised, that when the human right of a people are violated, the people have the right of rise against tyranny and to establish new government form. And we can ask what to do with those who destroy the freedom of man, what to do with those that destroy the life of man only for the purpose of robbing millions of dollars. What to do with those that violate human rights? Only one thing, to punish them. During 4 centuries, since the first Indian assassinated by the Spanish, until the last John assassinated by Batista, nor in Cuba, nor in any other country of America, there was justice. Only first time in the history of Latin America, one people is punished to their verdugos. First time. So, yes. And sometimes we ask, how can we be misunderstood? How is possible? Because there is not justice in the middle of the impunity. Where is not democracy possible under the democracy spirit? Well, under the danger of the tyranny carried by military groups, there is not democracy possible if you don't defend democratic ideal, if you don't punish those who kill that ideals. And so we have asked, how is possible that to punish those criminals, we have need more words, more reasons, and more arguments than the reasons and the arguments that the tyranny and the war criminal needed to submit during a century to the people of Latin America. It has been hard to us to punish criminal that it had been for the criminal during a century to kill people.
Next question.
David Epstein, Harvard Law School. Dr. Castro, as a law student, I should like to know how you reconcile with your concept of justice the case of the 24 Cuban airmen who, having been acquitted by a revolutionary court, were ordered retried by you and found guilty.
Is it very clear, that case? What happened when somebody is accused and of crime and is not agree with the sentence, what happens? He appeals the sentence. His lawyer can appeal his sentence. So what is the district attorney? What does it represent? it represents the people that is the victim in this case. And why the criminal is going to have the right to appeal, and the people that is the victim of tyranny is not going to have the right to appeal to. You want something else? I can tell the story that if you read the history of the guarantee, judicial guarantee, you know that they were created to protect in the Middle Ages the people against tyranny, because at that time the absolutist Roi used to keep their power, persecuting the people and committing all kind of injustice. That was the reasons of the guarantee. So they were established to protect the people against tyranny. And so we, as we are accustomed in Latin America to tyranny, we were worried for that guarantee. Now, agree with this principle that I have said you, equality against the law, equality before the law. It is, I don't know how it's possible to be surprised that you give the same right to the people that is the victim to the criminals. And so, in this case, it is not to protect the persecuted people, but to protect that men that were assassinated, the people during 7 years, torturing people during 7 years. Sometimes it is difficult to understand the things. For example, in our country we had not death pain. And when we heard that here in United States, so were sent to the electric chair or the gas camera, some those men that killed by passion, not for political reason, and that men were sent to the electric chair, we didn't understand well that severe measure. But now we have the experience that we are not understood well. But the truth is that the political crime to torture peoples every day, as happened in Cuba, where many policeman stations were converted in center of torturing young people during years, where we found the tools of torture. We found hundreds of proof, the wall with the blood of our revolutionary. In that crimes, to kill one day after day, is in all condition worse than patient crimes. And here, you condemn patient crimes. In Cuba, were tortured and assassinated about 20,000 young people. You didn't know here in the United States. Why? Because there was censorship. Now, why do you know that we are punishing war criminals? Why do you know all the incidents of our justice, all the detail? Because there is not censorship. because it is all the things that happen in Cuba are known in all the world, so that the world have its own opinion, because we don't hide anything. And we are sure that if here in United States some government torture and kill 600,000 of people, if there were here hundred thousand of mother asking justice, in that case I am sure that you who punish with death other crimes that are not so important, you would punish number bigger of war criminals than those we are punishing, because we are only punishing the worst, not all, because there were thousands of men complicated in crime, thousands of men that were complicated in terror during years. You don't know what is tyranny. You had the good luck of living here in a normal country in which, since you were born, you only see the fulfilling of the law. You are sure at all of your freedom, of your constitution. You are not worried of generals to take power by force. You are not worried by the army to take power by force. And you have no idea what is that, what is to live without freedoms, under the fear, under the terror, without the right of election, of right of speaking, going to bed at 8 o'clock or at 9 o'clock, the mothers during years being afraid of their husband, of their sons, that be taken in the middle of the night from their houses and disappeared without knowing where are their bodies, dead bodies. You don't know that. I am sure that if you have lived under that situation, you will be more severe than us, because you, in the history of law, have been more severe than us.
The next question.
Dr. Castro, Roy Shotland, the postponing of elections in Cuba has been explained by the need for special powers to fulfill your revolutionary reforms. Don't you feel you would have even greater powers if the people were allowed to speak through the polls?
Okay, I'm going to answer. Some confusions about our matters are consequence of old habit of seeing our problems. You, the Jew, the Joe, and the people of the United States have the habit of here to speak about revolutions. In that case, the word revolution is not well used, because when some group write constitution and take power by force, they don't want free elections, because they cannot give free elections because the people is not agree with them. And so they use it to last election, don't give election. And when they give election, is one Trump, one the result I'll change it. I don't know how you call it here. A farce, false. And our case is quite different, so that you have not applied the conditioned reflexes over our revolution. Reasons. First place, this was not a movement of military. It was a fight of people. The victory was only possible, as you ought to think, because the support of the people, because the support of the people, a small group of not trained men with all arms would never defeat a modern army with tanks, airplanes, machine guns, hundreds of millions of dollars, supplies, bulls, that were trying to defeat a surround group between that was circled by sea, by air, and by earth, land. It was only possible because we are not supermen, that to defeat them by the help of the people. So when the revolution finished, it was proved that all the revolution, all the people, almost all the people were supporting the revolutionary government. And so we had in Havana a mass meeting of 1 million people. And this is the only revolution in the world history, of in those times, that has such a lot of people support, that is over 90% proved with surveys and many other evidence, that like this, for example, or like the meeting, for example, that meeting proved that more than 50% of the people, of the students of this university, are interested in Cubans' matter. The participation of about 50,000 policemen said 35. Somebody believed that there were 50,000 people in the Central Park of New York, proof that the biggest part of the Cubans of New York are with revolutions. And so, in this case, is the only in the history, 90%, no government, not revolution. If you have studied revolutions in the history, were made by minority, and to go on, they established terror. This is one case of a revolution without majority of people as a consequence of our human principle that don't preach the hate between classes, but that call the people in a national purpose and call people of all the class. So we got so a high level of support. And what that means? That means that the people that is, who has the sovereignty, is helping the government. In the history of revolutions, were minority. In the minority, in this revolution, is a majority, and that is one of the reasons why we can make the laws with free press, with all the human rights, without any difficulty, because the majority of the people is agree with revolution. Well, that is one part of your question. We have now the biggest part of the people, and the biggest part of the people is who has the sovereign right, first place. Second, to give election, there are necessary political parties. All political parties disappear under tyranny. Those that were not collaborated became revolutionary. there are not political party, but revolutionary sectors that all they helped the revolution, and now they feel they are the power. So political party, first place, are a consequence of public opinion state. Public opinion state are consequence of criticisms about measure of government. So it is necessary that the measure be considered by the people, that consideration become in public opinion state, that public opinion become in political party, that they organize themselves in political party, agree with the law. And so there are necessary other conditions, political census, to know the number of voters that we have, and that need time. How can we give tomorrow a political election without a political party if they are not organized? We have the most interest in having the election as soon as possible, because as you know, power is spent. Many people believe that the sins are going to be solved in 3 days, in 3 months, and in the reality proves that it takes time. Some people will become not conform this the government. If we give the election tomorrow, we will have more votes than in 2 years or 3 years. And so we are the most interested, because more will last, more possible unhappy people until a limit, less vote than now. So that proves that we are the most interested. Third thing I want to tell you, power for us is a sacrifice, not a pleasure. It is to a sacrifice. Not the business. Here, what they do now here to defend our revolution, to defend our government, not business. If I don't sleep, if I work, have a lot of work, it's because I love my country, I love the revolution, and I make all sacrifice possible. The sacrifice of an honest government possible, nobody could know until living. You have your time to sleep, you have your Saturday, your Sunday to go to movie, to have a good time. I am a young man like you, and I little older than you, older than you, of course. But no time or any that thing. I would like to be reading, studying, learning. I lack time for that. And the first measure we take in Cuba was to lower our own salary. If I were now writing books, possible I would earn some money. It's possible that when I finish government, I have not so many people interested in that books, in that impression. So in this case, in the opposite of all our, we lost money being in power, we lost time, the pleasure. So